Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A devastating tsunami that struck India's coastal regions, claiming over 12,000 lives, served as a stark reminder of the country's unpreparedness to handle disasters, ultimately leading to the enactment of a pivotal legislation that has shaped India's disaster management architecture. The trigger for this significant development was the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami, which occurred on 26 December 2004, when a 9.1 magnitude earthquake off Sumatra triggered a tsunami that killed over 230,000 people across 14 countries. India's affected areas, including Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, and Puducherry, recorded approximately 12,000 deaths. This disaster exposed major gaps in India's disaster management capabilities, including the lack of an early warning system for tsunamis, ad hoc multi-state coordination, inconsistent district-level response capacity, and the absence of a statutory backbone for disaster management. The Disaster Management Act, 2005, was passed within a year of the tsunami, marking a significant milestone in India's efforts to strengthen its disaster management framework. First, let's look at the three-tier institutional architecture established by the Act. At the national level, the National Disaster Management Authority, or NDMA, is the apex body for disaster management. What makes this significant is that the NDMA plays a crucial role in coordinating disaster management efforts across the country. Building on this, at the state level, each state and union territory has its own State Disaster Management Authority, or SDMA. And at the district level, each district has its own District Disaster Management Authority, or DDMA. Crucially, the Act also established operational forces, including the National Disaster Response Force, or NDRF, which is India's specialized disaster response force. The NDRF has earned a strong reputation domestically and internationally as one of the world's most effective disaster response forces. Additionally, the National Institute of Disaster Management, or NIDHAM, is the premier institute for disaster management training and research. Now, let us turn to the funding architecture. The 15th Finance Commission's allocation for disaster management, which covers the period from 2021 to 2026, was approximately 2.32 lakh crore, split between the National Disaster Response Fund, or NDRF, and the State Disaster Response Fund, or SDRF, for response, and the National Disaster Mitigation Fund, or NDMF, and the State Disaster Mitigation Fund, or SDMF, for mitigation. It is worth pausing here to note that this allocation is a significant increase from previous years, highlighting the government's commitment to disaster management. The Disaster Management Act also gives extraordinary powers during declared disasters. Remember this number. The Act was used during the COVID-19 pandemic, which was declared a disaster under the DMA 2005, marking the most extensive non-natural disaster invocation of the Act in its history. And here is something that surprises many students: the Act's provisions have been invoked in response to a wide range of disasters, from natural calamities like earthquakes and floods to pandemics like COVID-19. Now, let us look at the SACET system, which operates within the framework of the Disaster Management Act. The SACET system, developed by the Center for Development of Telematics, or CDOT, is a critical component of India's disaster management architecture. 2 May 2026 launch of Cell Broadcast, an emergency alert system, operates under the DM Act's institutional umbrella, with the NDMA initiating SACET deployment, the Department of Telecommunications providing telecom infrastructure, CDOT developing the technology, and mobile network operators executing alerts. The SDMA-DDMA structure receives and acts on alerts, representing the Act's evolution beyond physical relief to information-driven preparedness. But why does this matter? The integration of telecommunications with disaster response represents a significant shift in India's approach to disaster management, from a focus on response and relief to a more proactive approach that emphasizes preparedness and mitigation. So, what exactly changed? The Disaster Management Act, 2005, has provided a legal framework for disaster management, enabling the government to respond more effectively to disasters and minimizing the loss of life and property. Now, let us turn to the limitations and reform discussions. The 2024 to 2025 Standing Committee on Home Affairs recommended significant amendments to the Act, including explicit climate change provisions and a strengthened mitigation framework. Note this carefully. These amendments are crucial to addressing the emerging challenges in disaster management, particularly in the context of climate change. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Disaster Management Act, 2005, established the NDMA, SDMA, and DDMA as the three-tier institutional architecture for disaster management. The NDRF is India's specialized disaster response force, and the NIDAM is the premier institute for disaster management training and research. The 15th Finance Commission allocated approximately 2.32 lakh crore for disaster management from 2021 to 2026. The Act gives extraordinary powers during declared disasters, and the SACET system operates within the framework of the Disaster Management Act. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Disaster Management Act, 2005, is a critical component of India's disaster management architecture, and understanding its provisions and implications is essential for UPSC aspirants. The Act's relevance extends beyond disaster management to broader themes like governance, development, and environmental sustainability. In conclusion, the Disaster Management Act, 2005, has played a pivotal role in shaping India's disaster management architecture, and its provisions continue to evolve in response to emerging challenges. The Act's significance extends beyond disaster management to broader themes like governance, development, and environmental sustainability, making it a critical area of study for UPSC aspirants.